Well, to the measles outbreak, according to the CDC, new cases have hit a 25-year high. What's being called vaccine hesitancy, a fear of shots, despite their proven safety, is part of the problem. But new data show a bigger concern, kids who just aren't getting their shots, period. Dr. Cindy Weinbaum is Deputy Director, Immunization Services Division at the CDC in Atlanta. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
And the numbers are pretty stunning. In 10 states, unvaccinated students who didn't get some sort of an exemption outnumbered by far the kindergartners who did get one, say, for religious beliefs. In Ohio, for instance, 15,000 had the exemption based on religious beliefs. 27,000 had no exemption at all. Why aren't they getting their shots?
The main reason is really just because of some sort of a barrier to access of vaccines. Mm-hmm. We have found that among kids who haven't gotten vaccines, they are much more likely to have no insurance mm-hmm. than kids who have gotten vaccines. Kids who live in places that are not cities, that is, in rural areas, are more likely to not get shots. Kids who have private insurance are much more likely to have all their shots than kids who are on public insurance. And we have seen these differences by race, ethnicity, and poverty status over a number of years.
Well, for instance, I'm going to jump in. Arkansas has the highest percentage of kindergarten students enrolled without complete vaccinations and without any of these medical or religious or philosophical exemptions. This is, again, the CDC stats. Ohio, you know, that figure goes to 5.3%. That's the second highest. But then in Arkansas, as you just indicated, most children are on Medicaid for low-income residents, and 16 of the counties there have only the local health department for vaccinations. They don't have a doctor's office or a clinic. So it is an access issue.
That's right. This is one thing that CDC is looking into much more closely to try and see what are some of the strategies that we might be able to use in order to get these kids vaccinated.
And a lot of these under-vaccinated kids, I think in 10 states, were allowed to come to school as kindergartners because schools are in a tough position. They know the school is the safest place for most kids. But we know that according to CDC thinking, you want to have 95% of people, you know, a group of people, children, vaccinated in order to prevent an outbreak. Here, it feels like you have much less. What are your concerns?
Yeah, you're absolutely right that we do aim to have 95% of kids vaccinated with MMR vaccine in order to prevent outbreaks. On the other hand, as you've said, it is important for kids to be in school. So the states have a very delicate walk to do in order to make sure that their kids are in school and to follow up in order to make sure that they get those vaccines.
And I think we need to say it every time. Again, we're learning through your data that a lot of children are not vaccinated, not because the parents don't believe in vaccinations. It's because they are very busy. It's hard to access. But those who might be saying, I'm hesitant, what's the importance of a measles vaccination?
Well, measles vaccine is a safe and effective way of preventing measles. Measles can lead to very dangerous health outcomes, such as pneumonias and encephalitis. Measles vaccine has been given to millions and millions of kids safely, and it really is the best way to prevent measles from spreading in a community.
The CDC has warned that if this outbreak continues at this pace, by September, the beginning of the school year, this country may no longer be classified as a country that has eradicated measles. How significant is that?
Well, that is definitely significant. We would really be sad to lose our elimination status that has been hard won over many years. There are really three pillars to increasing immunization. Number one, as you said, is really decreasing barriers to access for immunization. Number two is identifying these local pockets of low vaccination coverage. And third, as I'm sure you know, there is easy access to vaccine misinformation. And part of the role of CDC is to try and counter these false safety and effectiveness claims about vaccines and provide healthcare providers with the information and resources that they need in order to communicate best with their patients about the science behind vaccines.
Dr. Weinbaum, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Dr. Cindy Weinbaum, Deputy Director at the Immunization Services Division of the CDC in Atlanta.